this for chalking in the street is, of course, completely unjustified.
Can you say that more loudly, please? What Officer Brandt said was that, quote, "My politics are none of your business." Officer Brandt has moved up to about 2 inches of Joe Williams and apparently is requesting that he back off with the camera, though he is currently standing 14 feet away. He's being backed up by a CSO here, and I'm not sure why Officer Brandt is taking such an intimidating stance. Police officers harassing downtown. Come check it out, folks.
Hey, Robert.
Sir.
I'm just curious about your definition of harassment.
Sure.
What is it?
I would call using 4 officers to do a chalking ticket harassment, yes.
Have you looked up harassment in the dictionary?
That's my definition.
So that's not the dictionary's definition.
Harassment is an unnecessary abuse of individuals that is intentional and conscious, and it seems to me to be what you're doing at this moment.
So
why don't you give me your definition?
I'll explain it to you in a minute. Let me finish this.
Sure. Ticket for chalking downtown, folks. And we have an officer using his gun, badge, and posture to attempt to intimidate another citizen here. That's Officer Brandt, the man with the bald head. And many years on the force. I don't know why he's doing that after so long. Four police officers for 1 chalking ticket, folks. And I think that perhaps, I don't see any chalking around here, but I do see something chalked near my car that says, "No war." I think that the sidewalk is a place where people should be able to express their feelings, but I agree with you. Erasable chalk, sold in Palace Art Stationery, is now a crime in Santa Cruz. And 4 police officers are here to issue 1 infraction citation for this crime. Sorry, 5 police officers. Thank you, for the record. That's 5 police officers, 3 of them. 3 of them are, of course, sworn, and 2 of them are CSOs, all paid for with your money for 1 chalking ticket. This is to intimidate you from expressing yourself in erasable chalk, which can be removed in the space of 30 seconds from the sidewalk. What code section am I being cited for, officer? I've asked the officer what code section I'm being cited for. He's declined to tell me at this point.
I'll tell you in a minute when I finish writing the citation.
All right. That's fine. I'm waiting.
I didn't refuse.
It seems to me...
Okay, so don't misrepresent
you
what I'm telling you.
If you know what I'm being cited for, you can tell me now. I don't understand why you're waiting on this.
2 things at one time. Okay, I'm writing a citation, then I have a chance to explain it to you, then you can sign it. Understand?
I think you're able to write a citation and say simply what I'm being cited for at the same time. If you're not, you need to go back to some kind of training, I believe. No offense, man. Five police officers for 1 chalking ticket downtown. Chalking. Apparently, the words "no war" chalked on the sidewalk in the street constitute a crime in Santa Cruz, worthy of 5 police officers, 2 of them CSOs. I have been here for 5 minutes. I have not been informed of my crime yet. We have 1 police car blocking a lane of traffic across the street.
Commissioner Holmes, sir.
Yes, sir.
9.20.010, Santa Cruz Municipal Code. By unauthorized authority defacing public property with chalk or what have you. Sign in the red box. By doing so, you're not admitting guilt. You're just promising to take care of the citation by the 18th of April.
I appreciate
failure
that.
To do so will result in a warrant for your arrest.
It's actually defacing the sidewalk, so this is a completely illegitimate ticket. Here you go.
I think you need to read it.
I have. We were in court on this on Friday, officer. You should read the citation.
I remember the results of that case.
Right. It was a sidewalk activity. This is not, unless you're referring to sidewalk chalking, I think you're mistaken.
Thank you for your cooperation.
Sure. I hope you can spend some time usefully doing something. Thank you. Five police officers for one chalking ticket. And a ticket that is not a legal ticket as well. Where am I supposed to have chalked? Can you point it out to me, please?
Just a minute. I'm talking to somebody.
I asked the officer a question, and of course, as usual, he has delayed an answer. Ticket for chalking on the sidewalk. $162, but I didn't chalk on the sidewalk at any time today. Five police officers for one ticket downtown. It's not harassment, folks. It's just orange alert. Again, I'll ask you, Officer Phelps, where is my crime?
You already pointed out, Mr. Kahn.
Where is that?
You already pointed it out.
You haven't pointed out anything to me.
You pointed it out.
So you're not going to point it out to me. Is that correct?
Right by your car.
So you're pointing to something in the street. The officer has identified chalking in the street. This ordinance concerns chalking on the sidewalk. Public time has been wasted on an unserviceable ticket. Five police officers. There you have it. Oh, I'll keep it as a souvenir. So, continuing. Mr. Elliott, you said it wasn't five police, it was six.
Yeah, I saw six. Just totally of six. There was one in the car, one behind you, and then the other one opposite around you.
Well, it was a dangerous crime.
I guess one was filming you, maybe. I'll see you later.
All right, thanks, Steve. So, I'm talking to a witness, Joe Williams, who was observing and taking photos of the Officer Phelps stop. And there were several other police officers. There was a CSO next to Officer Phelps, and Officer Brandt had a tall male CSO next to him, and I think I saw Officer Tomaselli taking photos of the car, and I thought there was another officer filming from a vehicle, as I understand it. But you had an encounter with Officer Brandt, who came over in the middle of your observing my non-custodial arrest, or detention, as Officer Phelps called it.
Correct.
And what happened?
Well, I'll give you the exchange between me and Officer Brandt was more of a one-sided rant from Officer Brandt. I was taking photos of your detention with the officer and the CSO who were writing the citation, and there was one other police officer and another CSO acting as backup, and then there was another officer taking photos down by your car. And once I snapped a photo of Officer Brandt and the CSO, he came over and got nose to nose with me, and in very belligerent tones requested that in the future, if I was going to take his picture, that I get his permission in advance. And he, in the same belligerent tone, made it clear that this was a personal request and not in an official capacity, but...
But he had a gun and a badge on, and he was on duty.
He had a badge, he was in uniform, he was on taxpayer time as a public servant in performance of public duty, and the request was made an inch away from my nose with no chance for me to respond. So it seemed like it was an official request, even though it was made clear that it was a personal request of his, and references to people of my political ilk, which I thought was an interesting phrase. He used that phrase. People of your political ilk should understand my concern with having my photo taken. This kind of a thing. So it was very interesting.
Police officer, of course.
And I tried to engage him in dialogue, and he was like, I'm not interrupting you, don't interrupt me. Of course, I didn't get a chance to say anything, basically. So he was further insulting in a way. In other words, do I have to explain? I wanted to clarify just to get that this was, in fact, a request from him personally and not an official request in his duties as a Santa Cruz police officer. Once again, the same belligerent tone. Do I have to repeat myself? I speak plain English. I'm from England. I probably speak better English than you do. So this was the nature of the exchange. And that was it. I didn't have a chance to respond. He eventually got out of my face, and that was it.
Would you like to come over while I have an inquiry of these police officers and be a witness?
What I want to do is I want to ask him if this was a citizen's arrest, because that's the real question.
And there's actually more to this interview, but we are behind the eight ball here, and you've got a new show coming at you. This has been Bathrop Spears Broadsides. We'll complete this tape and have more discussion. There's actually a citizen's arrest by hostess Gina Rodriguez, or Ramirez, actually. And we're going to talk more about that at the next show as we continue our investigation of quaint folkways among the police and hosts in Santa Cruz. Or watch out if you've got chalk in your hands.